Shir Morgan Sanhedrin, Brother Shiva Yutasadu, Bezay Toshim, and Dal, March 1994 on Wednesday.
Even if they all realize that he made mistakes. So the halacha is that Nachman's a mistake. Because the tzaddik atay, once he was declared innocent by the Besdin, so that patters him alone. The chiluk of mistakes, or the rapsin of barashim, the chiluk of mistakes, the chsin, the sachmei, the loy, the chasar. So we learn it out from the pasuk of the sachmei. In other words, we don't overrule the former decision. So the question was raised, I mentioned it. I mean, so from that we deduce a very big finish, I mean, which is a basic halacha. The question is Sakhi is chasar, as opposed to have compassion. Or Kali is Sakhi question of compassion. If he's innocent, he's innocent, so he's a tzirchet. That just because he's a Macy's, the Isar Tzichah applies to everybody. So what deen is it? The answer is no. The Mardin itself, even if Rabbi Shmuel is guided and made a mistake, but since they, the Mardin was grounded in complete sincerity, so Mimele, the Mardin, they thought that was a mistake. So The Gmabim itself imposes the chilav on the person. Even if Rav Ishmael is guided that he should not have been saved. The Gmabim itself imposes a chilav underneath. Even if Rav Ishmael is guided that he is innocent. He is innocent. So the Bible itself is a cosmic. The Gzalim is a question of Pinocchio, Al-Kahari, Al-Tzeri. So what did they make mistake? They sentenced him to death. So the mayor is hiding this anyway. But there is a special verse of Kosovo, Pinocchio, Al-Kahari. And the special verse of Kosovo says, not only if all the Sanhedrin feel they made a mistake, even if one member of the Sanhedrin, and the others say, no, we didn't make a mistake. So there is an obligation in combat and death, just because of the realization of one member of the Sanhedrin, that he made a mistake to give another trial. So, but that aloche does not, it's a new chiyuv. So that aloche does not apply to Macy's Madia, because either because of the sacrifice or because of Holikagen. So that is Bucha, I'm leaving now. Alright. Boy, when they have taken have a glorious my so my fingers are so have a glorious my Asia the Tia Pete. The same aloha applies to a few glorious also. Now we see the Sanhedrin. If the Sanhedrin first declared in higher gods, and then they realize that they're all one of them. Realize that you say they have to give another trial. And if, let's say, the Sanhedrin goes also requires Sanhedrin. It's also a question. So, if the Sanhedrin decided that he is innocent, he is to be acquitted. He is to be acquitted. And then if they all feel that they made a mistake, so that what he is not, once he was acquitted, he becomes Nifgal Gamre for that. Alright. How do you know? Because the Alpuse from this, from the Tseyakti, Hayyad Malkis, Mai, so also Asya Rosh Hashanah. In other words, Malkis also has a Din of Rosh Hashanah, except in regard to the Nia Sanhedrin. So, Rabbi Shmuel holds, even in regard to the Nia Sanhedrin, the Malkis requires a Din. I'm going to say no. That Malkis, even though it has a din of precautions, it will be all the din that precautions differ from the nominees. But it doesn't require something. But except for that, even Abraham made it, that Malkis has a din of precautions. Tanim Amelke, Hanibonis, Nain, Asir, Shir, Tseya, Hanibon Malkis, Nain, Asir, Roshosh. Now, so we see that the same aloha that applies to Mephoshes, because of Yoki Tzadikotara, and it's only on the basis of the new view of Yoki Tzadikotara that they are required to give him another trial, on the basis of the realization of one member of the Sanhedrin, that he made a mistake. Otherwise, they wouldn't have to undo. But how can we execute a person who is innocent? Kapishmai, the answer is no, he's not innocent. If the Sanhedrin sincerely decided and sentenced him to be saved, so we can't look at him, even though it was bound that he's saved. But there is another thing to reconsider it. So, in aloha, applies to God. It means that God also requires him out here. Goris also requires Mardin, because if Goris wouldn't require Mardin, so how can we apply the Aloha? In other words, that because of the special Zakosu of Nokhis Alikaltari, so we have to give him another trial, otherwise he would be acquitted. Goris doesn't require Mardin. So we see from this Gemara that Goris also requires Mardin. Now, so that's very stubborn, except the Trashi Maki says that Hiram Beis, that if a person comes to Beis and tells Beis, I just killed a person before, And no Indian, no one saw it. How could there be Mahdi? There's no Indians. So when no one says, I will have to be God's Mahdi, can the Indian die? So that's like Indians. So basically, can the Indian be a high mother? But by God, so Rashi says that if he's made, he comes to base and he's made to kill the person who shaved him, so Basin will tell him to kill the person who shaved him. Even though there are no witnesses, you have to go to all the witnesses. Otherwise, you won't have a kapor for the idea of killing the person who shaved him. Now, the Rashi is, and the Ritva in Makis says the same thing. The Ritva in Makis says the same thing. The Ritva says it at the beginning of Makis. Now, the Hugon Bates Marks, the third line, that come by Hamine Posak with Pista like Marks, nor Tavi Yosha, or Kenya Hatoy Mida, in the Hatoy Mida, our family, and the Jimmy Lokish Posak of Pista like Marks, and the Asha with Soda. Well, if you know the other, Hashayim and Moshe Akadmi, you will show him Yeitzi Rasha. A meakos in Dabe, the Shnei Neodo, Shehov, the Sanevich, the Akotoa, the Shady, the Akotoa, the Nazi, the Zay Nadi, the Zay Nadi, Hakodish Bo, whom has been in the Gecho, the Shah, the Nazi, Kinship, the Hasa Suron, the Shah, the Shady, the Suron, the Noto, the Hog. I mean, this Gemara is expressive of the concept of the Hashgacha Potis and the faith. In other words, the Hashgacha has a way of manipulating that the person should be punished for his amayas. So Masnu Tunagacha, in other words, there are two individuals. One individual, so I mean, usually it's customary to say Rumani Chinam, but I don't want to use Rumani Chinam in respect to such a terrible mirso, I mean, of killing human beings, so we call one X and one Y. So we won't be insulting any Rumani Chinam. So in other words, one person X, or if you call one Peter and one George, so one person, Peter, killed a human being in Asia. But nobody is a terrible worship. So, now. And then, another person is not such a worship, but he's also a headache. He had a terrible thing, he shaved. He did a terrible thing, he shaved. He killed a human being, he shaved. Terrible thing. So, but there are no aiding for the Tzicha the Mezi, and there are no aiding for the Tzicha, so what does the Hashgacha do? The Hashgacha manipulates that Peter and George should come to the same place, and Peter, the woman who was here, the lazy, the big wash, so he somehow manages to sit under the ladder. And George, who was Nichshol in Tzicha B'Sheye, so he... It's manipulated by the Hashgacha that he should go down there. He says, Shalom B'Shem, here we slow. So, and then, so George, who is highly certain in the Shabbos, now in this incident, has a. So he falls upon him and he kills Peter. So, he says, Shalom B'Shem, he says, Shalom B'Shem, alright. So what does it do with Goles requiring Mahdim and Rab? So let's see what Rashi says. The Rukim and Yodhi, Zeshem HaKos, Kashim and Moshe Rakat Bin Mershoim Yitzer Esha, Moshe Rakat Meni Yateo, Shim Moshe Rakat Bishvoku, Shikad Meni Shalayon, Vyom Rin Mershoim Yitzer Esha, Vyechan Omro, the Rukim and Yodhi, Vyechat Bishvoku, Matzim Shalayodon, Lachtei, El Lachtei, הרבה שהיו שניים ראשונים, ההרג והנרע, ההרג לא יחי את גובס ונעיד גבו, והוא בגולו, והנרע לא יחי את ניסה, ונעיד גבו, ונרע. לפי פחת המשבור כמו דאון פנגר. So he says, ההרג לא יחי את גובס, ונעיד גבו, Vihu loy gol. The implication being, if he's gone, if he reveals at the best, he comes and he confesses the best, and I killed the person, Sheyik, so then he's there. But Goles is like Nefoshes. It's like Nefoshes, it's like Madin, and so on. How can there be a Madin? In Nefoshes, without any. And Sarili, so the Vitro says the same thing in Dunya Mars, that they are two Mechaivi of Goles. What the Chayim Goles in Terasim? It's true that every image of the Torah is not has to show in the Kama. It's not that the Kama discusses it in the book, and I mean that the Rosh has to show in the Kama. But the purpose of the image is in the Chapa. And that's why Kola Nehodim, Kola Nehodim, so they have to say Vidu. They have to say Vidu. So the purpose of Onshin is to have Kapor, not to show in the Kama. But just to have kapor. But the kapore takes effect as a result of the execution of it. That's the law. The person is hiding a certain image for a certain avere, and once the image is executed, then he has kapor. So the reason as to why he's hiding an image in order that he should have kapor. But it's the mechayev is with yasin. And then, so in the Tarsinish, by his image, by his business, and heaven, like regular Nekoshes. But then there is another Mechayim of Goles. Direct Kapore. Not Kapore through image, through punishment. Just Kapore. Just like Korm. Is Korm an image? Korm is an image. Korm. So, in the Yanoim, the person comes and says, I ate Chil B'Sheyik. So Bezin tells him, you know that you ate Chil B'Sheyik, Yam Mechuyev, to be called Tom. So Goles, there are two Mechayim. One Mechayim is Bekiras Hemish. One Zemish is executed, he's Mechayim. But the Kapora is indirect. And then, direct Kapora. Some Mele, Bekiras Hemish, it applies to Medellin, we have all the Alochas. If they are waiting and there's another, so melee becomes the clear leader, Krapishmai is Galia. That he was innocent. He was not high. But there is a clear in Yoki Altare, he gave him another time. But then there is another Machayim of course. Biteras Kapor. Now I don't know one thing, there might be riots for and come, but there is no real moksha for the halacha. Now the halacha is that if a ritzeach, he goes out of the mikvah, then the adam has a right to change. So the question is, this is so only in regard to the ritzeach, that the Tehillim testified before Sanhedrin, and Sanhedrin is the name of Dinah and Goles. So Mele, that's the way my uncle in the Sefer, Rishi Akhili, said it. So Mele, the Mardin of Goles, has in it a Mardin for Misa also, vis-a-vis the situation where when the Ritzia goes out of the room. This is how I roll it. So in other words, for that's only Shaya, if he's high goals on the basis of Mardin, maybe. But if he's high goals only on the basis of Kapore, and there's no Mardin, so if he stays in the room, then he has Kapore. But that does not mean that if he goes out one moment from the Oromikla, and the Geladam finds him, he's allowed to kill him. So according to what Rambo says, he doesn't discuss this question. He discusses something else. But in the Kasvitziche, Rambo is going. So then if we follow according to what Rambo says, that where he is gained or equal on the basis of his own joy, so then the Adam has no head. But it's not. not muchach. It is the way the Rabbanan says. So we could say that there is a special halacha. If someone is a tzira b'shoyim, if he is outside Dorei Mikrov, so then the Adam has a right to kill. Because the Rambam says that the Shiva Dorei Mikrov, the Giladam has a head of kill. Because he shouldn't be more homo than a Ritziach Bishayim who goes out of Lohem. But Ritziach Bishayim, as long as he's not in the court, then it's Ritziach Amamesh to kill him by the Giladam. But what she called Mezi has no Kapore for him to court, because his Abira is good to have him in the same to have a Kapore for him to court. So maybe the Giladam can kill him. Even though we call it control. Okay, Bob, may he has, you see, I'm sure it's a fish, how look at Dalit, may I look at the Yay shared the Jogo. In Hogan, we are down, in the dummy, we are moving ahead with them. So, from the Rambam, he mentions the Alchem, it's not the Alphusic Alchem. It's pretty logical. So he says, so the Rambam says, it's just the Alchem of logic. If the Giladam is not considered a Ritziach, when he kills, is a Ritziach, she managed once the Ritziach walked out of the tomb of the Omikro, of course, in the Omikro of God, because the Omikro is still disease. So that's commonly a hammer if somebody is really called amazing, well, Omikro cannot be killed. So if the Giladam kills him, so he has, so it's not considered a sin. The same way, anyway. No, from that question, Rambam, it's much more little, not like Rambam. Because according to Rambam, the reason is why the Giladam has a heter to kill the Tziach who walks out of the Omnipro is because the Gmardin itself, the Gmardin of Gores, has in it a chiyuv niseh to the Giladam the moment he walks out. That's only Shayach when there's a Madin. What she called amazing. There is no Madin. So Mele for Goles. So why is it high music to Adam? So we see it's not based upon the Madin. It's not based upon the Madin. But, in other words, every Ritzia, even a Ritzia Bishgo, is high music to the Adam. It's not high music to the whole world. But relative to the Giladam, he has a thing with this. But the Tziyah Mishkobo, if the Omikron is killing this, as if he hadn't been in Tziyah. But when he walks out, so then there is no Tite. So then there is no Tite. Some melee, the Giladam is a Tziyah to kill. I mean, sorry. So no Tite is on the contrary. So the Giladam has a head there, has a head of a killer. But she called him lazy, so the same halacha applies in any place, because the Omikrot cannot be killed here. So whether the Giladam killed him or Omikrot or in any other city, so Melee is still inlay dumb. So Melee should follow that even when somebody is a Tzeach, let's say Mishgoro, and I know it, no money. Or let's say this Banazek. There's no Mabin. But he killed the person with Shayyid, then he's hired Yisek to the Giladam. Except if he goes to the Omikrot, so the Omikrot is still this. But if he goes out of the tomb of the Omikrot, so then Right. So then he's mafir. He said that. So that comes even the nazi that alochem ulefa. Sinan alochem ulefun. And the first sinan of the Mishnah says that the heter of the adam applies even the nazi. Heter of the adam. I think the sinas is hell, but the tumim says that even the nazi. Ah. The Mazir and the Haymon, the Baraba Rabbeyahan, Gushito, the Roshan took him in there. Abu told the Roshan took him in there, they still trade the Rabu. So, in regard to the process, we have a look that if the Sanhedrin acquitted the person, and then they find out they made a mistake, so they are not, they cannot sentence it. Because of the aloha of the tzaddik out of so when is it so only the Dabar Hashem has to be made? Told the Dabar Hashem has to be made, so Zil Trubi Rav. Now, what does it mean? In other words, if something is even is looking at me, that means we don't have to have recourse to any Rambes, to any aloha of the Mishnah, to any Rosh of the Mishnah, and Rosh is there. But just on the basis of the literal meaning of the Pasuk. So a literal meaning of the Pasuk, so he is high. And what's the Raya Yeda? On the basis of the literal meaning of the Pasuk, he is high. The fact that the Stuki, who rejected the Torah Shabbat Peh, and didn't believe the Torah Shabbat Peh, and we only accepted the Torah Shabbat Saab, even they agreed to this in the Torah Shabbat Peh. Why did they show? I mean, they agree because this is so on the basis of the plain connotation of the Psuki in the Torah Shabbat Saab. So in other words, what's the Pshat? Aber Tom Grosh has written the email, Zil Trina Rabo, after all, go to the Cheda, and then you'll see, I mean, that they made mistake. So what's the Pshat, in other words? Because the whole Aloha, in Masir and Echebo, is based upon the concept that once the Sanhedrin, acquits a person, he becomes one. You know that Shmai is Gali. Kavishpaya is Galilee, that the main mistake, he becomes better. And on the contrary, that we'll see from Philippe the minister, that once the Sanhedrin sentences him, he becomes the Chulim, even though Kavishpaya is Galilee, the main mistake. So that is Shalaya, if it's not in the Lopashim, but if it is such in the Lopashim, that even the Tzduki, who do not accept the Tereshma, also agree that the so there is such a mistake in the Pshutish HaMikhah, so they are, the fact that they are put in the Pshutish and the fact that the sentence is there, doesn't define them. If the agreeing and the sentence was grounded in the but the question is, how is it that here are these arguments process, so the criteria is, the Rosh Hashanah maybe they are not committed. So the same tradition between the Mormones. Now, the Mormones, the Mishnah, Torah says, Dona Sadin, Zika, Zahaya, Fede, Zataka, Tina, Zatoya, Tira, Zatome, Mashiosos, and Mishamadis. Why Mashiosos? Because the Mardin itself is the Chayat of the Mormones. So the Gemara makes a distinction between Tor Bishikra Das and Tor Bamish. When do we say Tor Mashor Sosu? Because the Mardin itself establishes the Chiyut, even though it is found in this thing. That's only the Torahs were Bishikra Das. But if the Torahs were the Bamishne, so then the Mardin doesn't accomplish anything if it was erroneous. So, here we have a different criteria. Torah Mishnah is not the same criterion as And the Rosh Hashanah didn't make it. What does that mean? It means we don't have that recourse to the Torah of the Old Testament. But, Tov Tamishna means, even though the Tukim are not made, but you have that recourse to real wounded, to our Tamishna Sinai, to your official prayer, to embrace it then. So, any Aloha mentioned by Tamiya and Amela and Rishim, say by Goyim, by Rishim, that some say, even a deal that is mentioned by the Shah, the Taz, as long as no one is here, can the Shah and the Taz, has a deal of Tov Tamishna. Even though, these are things that the Zdukim are certainly not there, the Zdukim reject the whole person of pay. So how is it that there is one criteria in the Poshes, of Dova Poshu, and one a different criteria in the Nehemiah? Why is it so? Here the criterion is Tov Lamish. That means such an open mistake that the Gmardin cannot be hired, because the mistake is open, obvious, you see. It doesn't involve any oneness to realize the main mistake. So only if it's a Torah is Bishiva Das. What does Torah Bishiva Das mean? Torah Bishiva Das means Machlech is Hamorim Mamahoyim. Machlech is Hamorim Mamahoyim. And the meaning is the practices by the Yomim throughout the generations to pass like one time. So there we say, even though we mistake, but since they were sincere in the mistake, so the Gmardin imposes a chiyuv upon me. Why? Because even though he made a mistake, but since he did, it was based on the opinion of one time, let's say, of a tar, even though the halacha is like a makim, not like a tar. Some melee, it's a melee to the Kimchai, or if we have Machlek of Hashem, so too we pass like Rambam, we pass like Tesef. But the Rambam Shetetshik is also in the melee to the Kimchai. So it's not such a mistake, it's a lower degree mistake, because what he said is true, but we might say it cannot be acted out. That's the criterion in the process. In moments, I'm sorry. But in the process, we have another criterion. That even if it is told, as long as it's not told in the plain meaning of the process, in Chumash, so in Mele, the Mardin cannot be Mechayet, and the Roy of Ptur cannot equate. Why is there a different criterion? The Ptur should have the same criteria. Of Tov the Rosh Hashanah in Mayim Bay, even Mamnes, or Tov the Bamishne, even if Rosh Hashanah, why do we have different criteria? So I feel I didn't see that anybody is discussing. In other words, you see, there is a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Mamnes. Because in Rosh Hashanah, even when inspired, so the field is not, it does not take effect until the Sabbath is given to you. Let's say, suppose someone will do the Amidah. So he's hiding this, but until the Sanhedrin is given to him, he is not hiding. And it's a Kalachayna. He by Knosses, so the Allah is, the field is only Nidmeh. The field is Nidmeh of the Amidah. So in Proshes, certainly, in Proshes, in Moltes, certainly, and that's in the Mori Marcus, in the Mori Marcus, in 280, said, that a certain person is Chayyim, and then two other Rebbe, and then two other Rebbe come and mazel them before the Nidin was Nidin Abdin Nisei. And then other Rebbe, another Chayyim, comes and says that while the original Aiden were perjured, I mean they testified falsely, but they saw the same thing that he was in Abuzore even a week before the alleged Abuzore by Yizum. So the halacha is, they should not get himself Rosh Hashanah, because after all he was there. So the price in Maki says no, they are higher than each other. Because even though it turns out that they had already been Chuyim Nisei, But at the time when the evening, the Mizum, the Cheka testified, it was not Umadiris yet, so it's not higher. But not in the same thing is for now, the same thing is for your process. Not Gomel, but by Gomel, there is a fee of Gomel to pay even before money. Let's say $20, $1,000 something. And Bez never told him he had to pay. So he's still high to pay. Even if Gamoli, if Rafishmai is Gagir, if he borrowed some melee, he has to pay. So, but by the forces and by Maltes and even by forces. So, the Mardin is Gimrachim. And I'm here, Bezki is Gimrachimé, he's not in Chayimis. Someone is Eliyah Gizor. But before Mardin, he's not Chayimis. When is the Chiyuv Nitmeach? Only when Bez is on heaven is Gimadi. But until Bez is Gimadi, he's not Chayimis. And if somebody kills him, he's the same as Seyach, as if he killed Itzadigam. Because he's not Chayimis. So may Mashayim is my woman is. So even there is no Mardi. So the Chiyuv is already complete. He's already complete. So Mele, by woman is, where the Chiyu does not depend upon the Mardi, some Mimele, we say that only if the Mardi is involved in choice, Bishikladas, which means that Svore, that they apply it, is Emes. Because even they are in Chayim. If one Tanit, the Tarfim says that he is that he's higher, some mainly it's Emes. But we might say we have to act like Habakkuk, not Halachic Habakkuk and Chaveh. Some mainly, but if sincerely it was made, some mainly he's high. Mashiachim and Moshes were private Mardin, even if he was in there. He's not higher. So the Mardin has to determine the thing. Some mainly, the Mardin can determine the thing, even if it involves in state, in Vamish, as long as it's not Dovah Shantukim. Boy me rafir barab in rabich, to b'nei b'nei efes ma'al, b'nei b'nei efes ma'al, what is the thing if you name your state, name nefes? So, see come here, me and Huna Madrino are created, be sure that it's here, we can leave the name of Tule, or leave the Shabbat. So, me and Rabbi Shah, the boy, or leave the name, say, they use some Piaro, or in the Aden, or in the Aden, who you are your friend, you are what's in the Aden, or the Rishitzi, or the Holy, it's just that. So, it's not a shit about Prussia. I would name the nefes, so the field, or not the field, is it about Prussia, it's obvious to everybody. So, the Mele, what does it mean? So, Amalei, Ad Mukdoch Yaki Zil Kitzke, Kaucho Utsov. By the way, they changed the records since Lishmo, Utsleis on Rema, they each have the AC Gishmaitcho, as long as you are bound at Indian, so you have to understand it more thoroughly. Ten way you have in your AC Gleka, I shall not be many, Tom the Rosh Al-Tuki made the Chizya, Vahai Dolosh Al-Tuki made me. Elahir Chagome, in Chizya, but you knew that he lived in Ephes, that we couldn't visualize the case where the Dukim and Abhimele. Omar Abagor, the Ekamen, in Shektosh, in Shektosh, so in other words, we could visualize, but most of the cases involve a double portion. Vashem came in the Tzeya. So there are many situations that involve something that are not double portion. The moment is Hakan Ram Bishkutz Bechayu. The Mephosh is Hakan Ram Bishkutz Bin Hakan Ram Bechayu. What does it mean? Let's say, you know, the Sanhedrin had Gimu Shura Shah Abid Chacham, Talmidim of the Sanhedrin, who said before that it was like, you know, a shimush to sit before the Sanhedrin and say, see how the Sanhedrin how they apply the Torah, how they conduct the tribes. So suppose somebody is slightly from a different heaven, and then the Talmud is not a member of the Sanhedrin as such, so feels his foot that the Sanhedrin is a failure, not realized, so then he can participate in the discussion. In other words, the Sanhedrin cannot say to him, you are only a student, you have no right to mix in. No, his foot, he has the right to mix in. He has the right to mix in. But the chayva or not? The chayva not. But in the moment is, so the Talmidim can participate being his foot, being the chayva. Because in the moment is, there is no difference between schus and chayva. Because the schus of one is the chayva of the other. And the chayva of one is the schus of the other. Let's say, if it's the chayva of the mitra, of the defendant, so it's a schus of the plaintiff. If it's a schus of the plaintiff, it's a chayva of the defendant. Schus of the veya. So he's a chayva of the mitra. But so the male and the Talmidim can participate. Then it's schus b'imach. So the Momenek hake. So Allah is hake on the lama. It's schus. They have a chayva. Name a must. Vakuai. In other words, that means what the posh is. So, hakim lambing schus, but we want the chayva. But schus, yes, in the posh. Hake, it doesn't say kamidi, it says hake. What is happening? Everybody. Even the weaknesses themselves, suppose the weaknesses, I mean, are very smart and knowledgeable, and one of the weaknesses can be one of his foods for the needed. So he can also be Milan. That's why the mission is right. Hakala pray, name must listen to the basic or a beauty, the way Ramon, the Tanya, the Dehom, the Yang, the Nefesh, Ben is Uz Ben Rechevo. So Rabbanon say that nay, he cannot participate in the trial, the Masal Matin, Rechevo, and he cannot participate in his host. But he's got delay mayor. Even his host, they can participate in the Masal Matin, in the discussion. His host, Ben Rechevo. Now, we shouldn't forget that in every trial, whether it's in the nominees or in the poshes. So that minyan, my saying minyan means when they take a vote, because I don't know what happens, so maybe they have to take a vote. Or days, so there are two counts, two minyan of elders. One is in the shakal tab, and one is the mother. Now what is the procedure? What is the procedure in the poshes? So in the poshes, the procedure is as follows. Suppose the Sanhedrin is in Kabbalah Eves on Sunday morning. So then right after the Kabbalah Eves, a discussion starts in Masama. And then, after discussing and exchanging news, words, etc., so then we take a vote. How many say that this kind of vote, somebody was Mechalcha? Shabbos, in Kibbutz Mei. So, it's in Loch HaShem Tzichalidu. So, they have to discuss on the theoretical level, not in respect to this new. This new, Mr. X, who allegedly was the Chal Shabbos in such a way. But, just as a Yoy, they discuss it on the theoretical level. Never mind the need or no need. Such a big person is Mechabe, Mitzvocha Shem Tzricha Mitzvocha, not Kibi Lahabe, that's a Psyla, but Mishchos HaShemen, Mishchos HaNeir, that's Mitzvocha Shem Tzricha Mitzvocha. He is a higher Bonatcham, and they are not discussing it in respect to this person. This person doesn't exist. They are just discussing a show in Eroi, in Israel, and they feel much better. And then we think about once there is in the Shachar Italian, in the Masamat, So there is a majority to say that Rashi Tzachon Gufo one is higher by a margin of two. So then the Sanhedrin adjourns and we say, till tomorrow morning, we are not going to discuss that question anymore. In order to give a chance, the one who said that he's higher, maybe because of the night, he'll come to the realization that the aloha should be like Rakshin and Lakshin Tzachon Gufo is fucked. So then the next morning, so they convene again, and then one member of Sanhedrin asked others, did anybody in the course of the night change his mind? And did they say no? No one changed his mind. So then they proceed to begin a deed. And if there is a rov with a margin of two that he is mitma bina l'mise, so it is. The same procedure is true of the Nemonis, except that whereas in the Rinkoshi, they have to adjourn till the next day, they have to have remit. Maybe as a result of the remit, so they will be chazer and they'll find his hopes. So in the Nemonis, once they take a vote on the Masel Matin question, so then they can proceed to take a vote on the Gmardin question. So the mail is this I will But when Mishnah says that Hake is Hake and Rambu's horse, it means Talmidim, but they did not. Alright. My time of reason of the day, the man, oh, he definitely had a nefesh lomus. Lomus is the angel. Aber is who saying it? In the Masamat. The Rabbanu no mavish lochi is because he now they can hear the Yusuf. Why? He doesn't hear what you say. The Rabbanu and the Amra of the Yusuf Yan and Shemun Hiyal, the Dabra Shem Yisrael, the Yidin, the Shem Yidin, the Adin, the Yom Yidin, the 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 Magi. The Rabbon and Haile Musmai Ashbei, Meku Yachad Mutami. Kitan, Omer, Mei Yishlamu, Yisruf, Nain Shin Shin, Tamu, Mei Dach Yam, Nain Yachad Amin Yishol, Mei Yishlamu, Chaybo, Nain Shin Shin, Mei, Vema, Echo, Mei Yam, Mei Yerkes, Lom. So, vis-a-vis Talmidim, so in the Rabbon and Mei, that Yisruf, they can participate. In the Masala, not in the Masala. Now, the Ram mentions two sheets of Shittas. In other words, the Shittas of the Ram himself, and then the Shittas of the Ram, the Shittas of the Ram, that we supposed to can participate not only the first verse here, but before the Sanhedrin. Maybe the Sanhedrin will like it, what they say. So then they will adapt the swallow of the Talmud. No, but they can participate and be counted in the medium, in the vote. In other words, suppose without counting the views of the Talmudim, so there is a majority of the Sanhedrin by two margin of two, that is high. But if you count the views of the Talmudim who are not members of the Sanhedrin, then there is a majority in his force, so the Allah is yes to agree. They have become in me. There's the Shita of the Ramah, there's the Shita of the Ram, and there's the Shita of the Ramah. In Masel Matin, they are counted in Anu. Now, but then the Ram mentions Shita of the Sheim and Wahid. And they say, how can we be counted? They're not members of the Sabbath, nothing is working. So how can we be considered the Yonim in his hoops? So the Rambam, the Ramah, and the Ram say, there's the Aloha, in his hoops, they are the Yonim. We cannot be Dayoni the Chaybo, but we schools anybody who knows what he's talking about, who has known this, who is around me, so can participate and be counted among the Dayoni. But there's another shema, Kepler. So what does it mean, hacking on the schools? Bring on the chivo, in other words, each one of the family, he happens to be the biggest guy, the biggest deal. And he says that he has a right over, from a certain immoral, from a certain sin, that he is high. So then the Allah is the Samaritan problem, keep quiet. You cannot even say it twice. You are only telling me, you're not a member, you have to keep quiet. You have? All right, keep it for yourself. Why did the Allah publish a Sefer? But don't say it now. Don't say it now. So, but it's close. So then the Samaritan cannot say, well, he's a youngster, he cannot participate. They have to listen. And then they have to decide whether they are going to adopt the scholar of the Talmud and reverse their own original view or not. But they cannot be counted. But most Shem hold that these schools, they can be counted. All right, we will.
Shiva Zayin and Sanhedrin. By the Rosh Hashiva, Chof Hei Adar Beis Hei Tov Shemem, Dalad, March
29th, 1984, on Thursday. Bein the school benefit. Hakke Bakkeri, the Tennessee Korean can do the Rami, schools of Hay. Bein the Maslisin, that the AC, but the Blue Rabon, the Kanye, the Yako the Anubi Nefesh, Bein the school's benefit. So a maid cannot participate in the discussion. Whether the Hay or the schools, the Israel Jude in the schools, the Inayim of the Hay. And here the Mishnah says that by the Foshes, the Hakim Lamdi Nolot Schutz, so that's not in accordance with the view of the Avoron, because the Avoron, so even in the Schutz he cannot participate. Omar Akkot Peachim Talmide, Sidi Reha, when the Mishnah says Hakim Lamdi Nolot Schutz, so it is referenced not to Eidi, Eidi cannot participate. But only we do a hack. Now I mentioned last time that there are two shifts. The Ram mentions the shifts of Hashemi in respect to Talmudim, that it doesn't mean that he's counted in the union of the Maslamat. The Maslamat. Suppose, let's say, without the Talmudim, so then there is no Rav Rishus. But if you count it on me, so there is a, they keep the balance, so there is a whole discourse. So the Ram mentions the Shittim or the Kenneth count. So what does it mean? The Ram is who's one of the Chivo, he cannot say it. And Sanhedrin will tell him, he has to keep quiet. He cannot say it. So he has his floor and the ground to show that how to be, he should be declared, he should be acquitted. So then Sanhedrin says, go ahead, say whatever you have in your mind. So he says, and then the Sanhedrin like his floor, so then the Sanhedrin will be chayte from what they said, I mean those Sanhedrin who voted originally in the discussion, the Master of Matthew, the Chayro, so, you know, but he himself, he cannot vote, cannot participate. That's one shift. Then the Ram himself says no, that Talmidi means even though he's not a Samuk, that's what Talmidi means. Because if he's a Samuk, so then he's not called Talmidi. So according to the Ram, so Talmidi, he can even participate in the discussion, and be counted in the minyan. So suppose it's, let's say, it's Dalar Finley Zakai. he daraufhin im Sack hat, and he daraufhin noch heil. But really the Talmudim, there is the Beis who say Zaka. So then he's acquitted. Then he's acquitted. Or suppose, let's say, there is just a hold of one on the Beis. The Beis say Chayev. The Beis say that he's Potter. And then 11 say that he's Chayev. So imagine of two, I suppose the Talmud, so then there is a chance. It's only when the Talmud is Zaka, the Talmud is Chayev, and then the Talmud says Zaka, so then it comes to it. They can participate. But the Ram himself says that there is a basic distinction between the inner is who's by Talmud and the inner is who's by name. Even according to Rabbi Yisi by Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda says, inner is who's in the inner lechaybo, inner is who's in the inner lechaybo, so, but inner is who's in respect to me only means that he can say it's not Mishaskin Yisi. And in Sanhedrin approve of it, so then they acquit it. But suppose he's in his house and the Sanhedrin reject his lore, his lomdes, so then he cannot be wrong. Only Talmidim can be wrong. But, and they not, even according to Rabbi Yisrael of Yude, that he's in his house. Of course, according to Rabbi Yisrael, so he's in it. He cannot participate at all. He's Mishaskin Yisi. Is Mishaskenes. Now, then the Ram mentions something else. So, now there is the next period, there is a halacha, that even the Nidin Latzme, the one who is accused of the Maisaveir, who is charged with the Maisaveir for Misa. Suppose he says, Yesh Lamedras Hus, he has to be belonging to the Nidin. And he says, Yesh Lamedras Hus. So then the halacha is, that he speaks before the Sanhedrin and he expresses his opinion. So the Ram says, in respect to the Nidin V'atzmei, so there the Reiner Yischus is only to mention his opinion, but it's contingent upon the judgment of the Sanhedrin. In other words, they are the final arbiters. He cannot vote. Now then he mentions the Shittas HaRambam. The Shittas HaRambam is that in the Maser Matin, he can vote not only Talmud, even the Nidin himself. Omar Echid Talmidim in the Foshes, Yeshu Lamido of Chibo, Mishaskinis. Omar Yeshu Lamido of Schools, Malmis in Wellness and Heaven. That means, this learning that he wrote, in Yesh Mamid with law of Shemele, in the year of Mishom Leila, in the Mamid with law of in the year of Mishom Kalayim Kule. After Omar Amin Atzme, Yeshu Lamido of Atzme Schools, Shemele, the Eila Leminye. Something else, let's say, if he just talks nonsense, so naturally he's not counting. But if he says something reasonable, but the Sanhedrin don't agree with it, but it's something reasonable. So then he's counted in here. Now who will decide whether he says something reasonable, except that he's not right, or he just talks nonsense, naturally the Sanhedrin will decide that. But once the Sanhedrin will decide that he's not mufke, what he says makes sense. But they don't agree with that. So then he can even vote his counted in the meeting. But the Ram is correct. So in other words, so you have three Shittas HaRishonim. One Shittas HaRishonim, that the Ram mentions, that even vis-a-vis Talmidim, so they cannot
become it, the minyan. They can only express their opinion with us. The chayyim are not even allowed to express their opinion. And if the Sanhedrin agree, fine. If they don't agree, so he cannot vote against them. He cannot against them. That's why the Ram says no. Vis-a-vis Talmidim, so he can even be counted in the minyan. But vis-a-vis the Nidin himself, so when the Gemara says in the next day that he also participates, so his participation consists only, he can express himself, but the final arbiter, Abba Sanhedrin. But Shiras Rambam is that vis-a-vis the Nidin. So not only can he express himself, he can vote. As long as Sanhedrin can see that it makes sense, but they don't agree with it. Many of the Sanhedrin don't agree with it. So then he can he's counted in a common ground. A common ground. Alright. Now the Miri. Discusses something that the Ram also discusses. Echom et almidim sheziko umeis reine seiku mizakim kim. That's a prize. The apple pisha bishaz mardin or yochel azeir, because that's the aloche. Bishaz mardin you could be azeir. Yikomo kim. Hoyo gilei choza reine seiku umeis kim. And yikomo kim. Noma yesh no lami of sfus umeis kidim shi. So the Ram says the same thing, but the Ram mentions in Shiras HaRishayim that if he told me, said Yesh Lam Yosus, and then let's say he became very sick or he died, and he had no opportunity to explain how the reason for that Yosus, so then we have to anticipate the possibility. Had he been living, had he been well, maybe he would have mentioned a time that makes sense. We don't know, maybe it wouldn't even make sense. Or maybe it would make sense. So maybe we always have to count, to consider, and see if he had mentioned the time, and the time, and the Sanhedrin had considered that the time makes sense. So otherwise he would be counted with hopes. The Ram is fair. And the Miri is also fair from the chief. They say that this halacha that is mentioned, Echon Talmidim Sheziko Meis, Reini Siku, Zakim Kemei, so it only is reference to the case where the Talmid said his schus and then he mentioned the whole long essence. And the Sanhedrin said that it makes good sense, but many of them have a different view. So then he died, so we consider seeking living and maintaining the same sheet. But suppose he just said the Islam was first and he didn't have an opportunity to explain this first in the town, so then it's no important. There's the sheet there on the ground and the middle. Now, my time with the Rabbi Yisi Barab Yudek, Doma Koi Dach Biyang Di Nefesh Lomus. Lomus Uwe Nehine. Aber Mishchusein, the Rabbonu Lomar Yish Lokish, Mishun Di Merze, Kimi Gia Di Yidus. How did Rashi say it? Last time, I watched it through, Rashi. But let's see how did Rashi say it? The Rabbonu Di Amra Ki Mishchus Liyang, why not? After all, relative to the Talmud, so Zinu Mishchus. So Vaishya may be different than the Talmud. Because Mishmugiya Bidova, Shem Ischarebe, Bidei Shem Yitma Rabin Rechevo, Yogi Zeigin Lazimo, Kumeda Mimatsu Madrehu, Acha Kedibo, Yechidim Shehiki, Shu Rechize Omar. So it's like it's like negate. The Rosh means me'azik negate. You know, usually when the Gemara uses the expression me'azik, it means it's not really there. So many rabbi, me'azik in Rashi. You know what I mean? Me'azik in Rosh. So many rabbi, the name of Maris Ayin. But sometimes we find in the Gemara the expression me'azik, and it means mamish negate, you see. Here, now, I think it might be the Kira Sefer. He says that the Pshati Merzi means it's only Rabbon. Because me, the Rai say, the Rabbon now made it. That the name is Susan. Why should he be distinguished from the Talmud? If he says something that makes good sense, so what do we care that he's a name? But with the Rabbon, no, because Merzi, but all the other Rishonim, from all the other Rishonim, it appears that this is a Rais, even though the Roshim is Merzi, but there are a few cases in the Gemara where the Gemara uses the Roshim Merzi. As a matter of fact, I saw that Reb Reuven Margolis, he was a big yabba, I don't know why. He was identified with the Mizrahi, because in order to go to why the Mizrahi did not ask him Shilas. He was a big one, he was blocking the Shas, Babu, Yerushalm, Baalpe, and Kabbalah also. He was one of the biggest kin 40 years ago. Mentions. There are just a few examples in the Gemara where the Gemara mentions Merze and it means the Reis Amanus, not just Merze. Mitzvah after the pays. Merzik is Mekatois. And it means Mekatois Mamish. And then in Shabbos after. In the Mitzvah, Tzadik Beis, and in Shabbos, Kul Beis. Merzik, it means the Reis Mamish. But usually, whenever the Gemara uses the expression Merzik, it means it's the Rabban. Merzik in Vashon. Merzik is Meloch. But here, so except for the but in Abit, here it also means Mamesh Mirazik. So how does Rashi explain what's the Psuda Isaac? What's the Psuda Isaac? So after all, the Gemara doesn't mention that Rabbanon deduce it from a posse. So if there is no posse, so he should be allowed to square him from meeting, what difference it makes, whether a neighbor or a family. The question is whether he's a woman or not a woman, not whether he's a neighbor or a family. So, Rashi explains it, there is vis-a-vis a maid, there is always a chosh b'lishak. And that's why it says, merzik negir. Why not negir? Because this is to be distinguished from the general case of negir. What is the general case of negir? When we know, when it's established, this is a result of the edes of the psak din. So a certain advantage will accrue to the aid or to the dad. We know, let's say, they hear the morning in Chesed Shabbat. They hear Shemitna, Sfatir Shalahem, and then there's a Torah between one person who is accused of stealing the Torah and the Bnei Yehia. So the halacha is that the Bnei Yehia cannot serve the aid, any resident of the city cannot serve as Eidim, and cannot serve as Ayonim. You have to resort to a testimony by a resident of another town, because anyone who is a resident in the town, now this is a Torah, is accommodates every resident of the town. He has a Satoru, so he has certain, they shoot at me. So Mele, it's rather negate. But here the Gemara in Russian, Merzik negate. Why Merzik? But it's a rice. The answer is, it's unlike the regular case of negate. Like the Yerushalina Sivatir Shalahem is Tidin, the Yidim Shal Niyahes, or the Yonish Niyahes, because there it's beyond any doubt that certain psak will accrue to the benefit of the Benoia. Let's say, suppose the psak din will be that those who are accused of stealing the Torah, they have to return the Torah. So naturally, every resident of the town will benefit from it. So it's not his topic, maybe. But here, it's only a possibility. It's only a possibility. In other words, so the Gemara calls it Merzik Negeah. In other words, it's a Choshev Mishat. It's not the Psu of Negeah, but it's the Choshev of Mishat. As a matter of fact, there is a Machlekes. In Basra, there is a Machlekes Rashani. There is a Machlekes Rashani. What is the Psu of Negeah by it? Like they hear, Shemiyas Vater Shalem. So there is a Machlekes Rashani. Some Rashani say it's not that it's Choshev Mishat. If he has an idea, so Mele, we are afraid maybe he will be Mele Shalem because he has an idea. And some Rashani, the Raivit says, not the Raivit Rambal. They say that it's not because of Shoshim Shem. Why should we be a Jew? I mean, after all, every Jew has a Chetes Kashrus. So we should be a Jew who did not do any Avera as a Roshe. That made me a Roshe. He might be a big tzaddik. So we should be a him that because of his small year, in a few pennies, it doesn't make any difference, a few pennies or a few million dollars. So he will testify falsely, but Rabbi Raman say no, not special mishakya. It's a psuagu, because if he's negia, he becomes a baldo. A baldo, somebody cannot testify against himself. He cannot. Why? Because of special mishakya. Why shouldn't he? But if he testifies against himself, why should we say a shoshe the mishakya? Because he's a baldo. So here, even though he's not a baldo. But when he testifies for his benefit, so then he becomes one. If he testifies not for his benefit, he's not a Baldur. But if he testifies for his benefit, so he's a Baldur. Now, so the expression Merzik Negeah is very good according to the Rishonim who say that Negeah is not, does not involve the Psur of Baldur, but Shoshim Mishakir. So here too, the Gemara uses, he's analogous. Merzik means he's analogous to Negeah. Just as Negeah is possible. Why is Negeah possible? Rodman and Lohoy. Because of the Shoshen Mishakeh, because it's very likely that he will testify falsely in order to accommodate himself with more money. He'll have his Torah that he'll be able to use. So here too, there is a Shoshen Mishakeh. Why the Shoshen Mishakeh? So he says, mentioning his proof for the Nidin. After all, he testified against it. So it's likely that the motive is to protect himself because he really wants to be chayzer from this. But there is aloha kim shiiti, shuvin chayzer magi. So and he is afraid lest the one against whom the judgment will be rendered. So the one who will be sentenced, so then he'll bring Aiden to be mazik. So in order to preclude that possibility that the Nidin we bring in the movie Mazin. So because of that, he wants to save himself by being Lamidos. But that's only a possibility. It's not the Vatai itself. So it is like, you know, when a certain crime is committed and there is no clue who committed the crime. So you find that detectives will suspect that someone who had an insurance on the life of the killed person, maybe he did it. Does it mean that he did it just because he had a very good reason to do it? But since he had a very good reason, so there is already a choshet. So that's why the Gemara uses the expression merzek negeir. Mashenkin, according to the Ramban, that negeir is not possible because of choshet mishakeh. So by negeir we do not say a choshet mishakeh. You're not thinking to Jew because of negeir. In moment he should be negeir hashem, but he becomes a moldavah. A moldavah. So why? But here it's definitely because of choshet mishakeh. Not because he's a Baldur. Not because he's a Baldur. So why does the Gemara use the Russian of Melzik in there? Unless we say like the Mabit, it's only Rabron. But all the other Rishonim do not agree with the Mabit. So that's difficult. According to Ramban, that the Gemara Mamesh is possible because of Baldur, not because of Shemeshah. And here it means Shemeshah. So why does the Gemara use the expression as negir? Alright. The Rabbanon Amar Shlokim Shemelzik Negir Abidus. Now, there is... Again, here there is also a Machlekes Hashem. Now, how about the Nemonim? How about the Nemonim? According to the Rabbanon, that the Neid cannot be Lamed even his holes. And the Foshes, because Melzik Negir, how can he be? Can it be Melamed Zchus in the So the Rambam Shiti is Now the Miri mentioned the Shiva Sakamba and the Miri is Hilkaram. And he says, here it's because we say there is a Shoshan Mishake and Melzik Negeir, because maybe he's trying to Mulamit Schus because he wants to protect himself. He wants to preclude a judgment against a certain verse, because if he doesn't, so if that judgment is not precluded, so then Eden will be produced and will be massive, his Eden. So then it will be penalized. So the same thing applies to the Mormonists as well. That's the merely standing against the Ram. So he says, the Achash of Dele Akost, the merely says that Aviv Shite is also like that, not like Ram. That coming to Rabbanon for the Israel and Judea. So a neid cannot be even discussed even the Romans. Why? Because the Rif's derech is not to mention halachas that are not neighbors. The Rambam mentions all halachas. But the Rif's approach is to mention only halachas that are relevant today that halacha is a Tanakh following today only in the Mashiach, the reformists, gentlemen, even a Mishnah that is not following today, the Rif will omit. He only mentions, like Shabbat, the two Ashkenazim, he only mentioned the touching, but only given that Amelia has it. So maybe if the Rif had been like Rama, that this halacha of Inein, Ben, Yisus, Ben, Lechaimah, so applies in the minimum, it applies only to the Foshes, as the Rambam, not in the moment as the Foshes are not following today, so you shouldn't even mention. The fact that the Rif mentioned indicates that if you the Rosebel is here, you don't become a Nosom, shall be the moment as Ishmael, shall aim, in dark from you to kill the Son of Shech. The homework in Gilly and Havon Kosovo said, Nominee, so he won his school to pay. Ellis, in the meantime, I own it, the Tamina style. But me, Tamo, is the Ramo. Tari, the Mono, Omo, the Hedim, she never can give the Edis. The Tam is out in the Nominee suit. Oh, so the merely explains, even though he doesn't believe the Ramba, but he explains it to the Ramba. The merely with Atom, שנביאס אינס המסגרת בסוגי זו פירושי מחמס אינס נובס מסר הקרימי וזה שאומר בגלל לגנגי בידס ונגיע ממס מפני שערי עכשיו נראה אני שמיים להתאנס לזכות דרך מה זה מה in other words he has a very psychological motive a very strong psychological motive to be one of the schools because if he will not he's afraid that the family all the need of the Russians. So he the brothers and the relatives, the close relatives of the needing. So they will try to meet out retribution, revenge against him. So that's only Shariah and the Russians. But the moment is not so important to debate him. In other words, this is how the merely explains the Shidas Rabbah. Wir haben ein Heil um uns mit Haschere, mit Minoi Bergen mit Familie, für die Tant. Und er hat Minoi, in jenischen Land oder Schuss, in Neinischen Schimmere, kam mit Leinbar in Bergen mit Jan, nein, nach dem Minoi, schon mal jenischen Land oder Schuss, in Neinischen Schimmere, kam mit Leinbar, hat mit Jan, die Nefesh, hat mit Jan, die Nefesh, die mir vorstellt, dass man mit Schuss in Minoi mit Schuss, und er hat Leinbar, und er hat Leinbar, und er hat Leinbar, in the language of Schuss, Chesel and Lamed Chay. Chesel and Lamed Chay. Meis, we moch as mashkin and boi, am zaki umir, ani am zaki. Am zaki ani mubkin. Am chay reine. Ani am chay. Um chay ani mubkin. So that the Foshes wants the two people, let's say on Sunday, the Masalmat, the Chayvo, they're not allowed to proceed with the Masalmat. But they have to adjourn, and then the next morning, after they slept over that, they meet again, and again they start a discussion the second time, and if the second time, the next morning, when they start a discussion, so there is a halt, the chaybor, then they proceed with the gmaldi. So, we mochas mashkirin, boy, I'm dachim anam zashim, like I'm in kei, I'm chayim, I'm chayim, I'm chayim, I'm kei mei, halam etchim, halam etchus, halam etchus, in yochil azel, halam etchaybor, des limochos so de machs des jung mit de zwerfers de mabi we hol limochos mabi and still han lami schus in joch alam tema so de voice is uta mecho in mochos maso matn leke because the procedure was there was one vote let's say on Sunday the first time when we discussed it. There was a vote of four of the chesed of Chayma, and then they adjourn. The next morning, the Rish Sanhedrin also says, let's have a discussion. He must have not. So then, if again there is a meaning of the Chayma, so then they proceed to the Gmadim. But before they proceed to the Gmadim, they have to have a Masamat. So Mele, that So that has reference to the Well, let me just pass it. Tosh. Now let's see Rashi. Tosh, I don't know you can do it in Rashi. Tosh, I don't know you can do it. I can do it in my heart and give him his act. Be me say, raise the name of Ifre, if in the Maldin, so the one was Mami originally supposed to Mami favor. So, let's say, in Bez Nagot, like this, in the Bez Nilor, the Bez Nagot, so suppose there is a tie, or there is just one vote, Lishus, and by the process it's not enough. I mean, Lechevo, just one vote, Lechevo. There has to be a margin of two. There has to be a margin of two. So, what do they do? What do they do? So then they have to make. Suppose at the original discussion there is a tie, or there is just a bare majority by a margin of one, the chayyim. That's not enough. So what do they do? So the Mishnah, the next period, says that they have to make it each night. So that's the aloha of the basic question. But once you have already an aloha, you cannot be made. So what do you do? Suppose you have 71 and suppose there is 36 amichayim and 35 amizaki. So just the margin of one. What do they do? You cannot be made. So the answer is, so the Samaritan is told, by whom they told that he was the son by Rabbi Mok, who is not a member of the Samaritan. So he says, I mean, that's the thing, nobody has told them. I mean, the more is telling it to them. So they are told that there's not only said, what do you mean you can't come to Achor? Keep on discussing. Keep on discussing with Darwin until one will prevail upon the others. So the Loshen is the neighbor to the neighbor at Yir Echad Nachayim and Dilo Amizaki. Exactly. Vini say, but if you say in Maldin, you can even, in Maldin, so the one who was originally in Lamed Schus, can be Lamed Chaybo, Leisen Amifre, at Yir Echad Nachayim and Dilo Amizaki, and there will be, as a result of that, there will be a margin of two. So the Gemara says, Tanya Aspus from Havya, Achega Rikamah. So let's see what Rashi says. Tanya Aspus and Nichol Ladur, Umislem Shmishne Mali, Boadin Amif. Umislem Mishmishne Mali, Boadin Amif. He doesn't want to use the expression, that Dalok has what's wrong. So it's not a terrible expression. It's not the Hasim Sholem, an expression that is indecent. I mean, that Dalok. So what is the pshat? Tame as kusen yichal ladur, who mislim shmishnim ali, v'ho adin nami, nah, v'adin nami. But, now the question is, now there is a halacha, no one can be eaten, can be sentenced, to miss it, to the foshes, with the margin of one, only with the margin of one. Now, this, however, does it apply only to the Gmardin? In other words, the Gmardin of the person. So it requires a margin of one. But as far as the Masumatin is concerned, maybe there is no aloha that it requires a margin of two. Let's say, even the Masumatin, so they decide by a margin of one, the chaybor, just in Masamatna, they can proceed to the Gmardin. And then, if it happens that in the Gmardin, so there is a margin of two, so then it gets missing. If there is only a margin of one, so it doesn't get missing. Or, just as there is a Zerasakos in the Gmardin, there has to be a rope, not a bare majority, but a rope with the margin of two, that's called the Rubid Minka. 6 out of a million of 10 who haven't done it yet, is called in the whole Buddhist room, but he is called the Buddhist. So maybe the Buddhist Nidya is required in the Masumata. Now, so from this Rashi, it's Mashma, that it doesn't require, this Masumata itself doesn't require a Achoyim Nidya. So in other words, as soon as there is a word in the Masumatan, L'chaybo, so they are entitled to proceed to the Gmavim. So, Gmavim. But, in the Gmavim itself, we require a margin of time. Because if Rashi would hold that this aloche of a margin of two is required in the Masumatan itself, so why should Rashi say Mishum Mishneh Maaleh? It's not a question of Mishneh Maaleh. Eino Kanam Digmori is saying Tana Aschuscha Ma'ada Achim Aroicha Ma'ada, because why should he mention Achiyire Echod Min Amzakim Vorob Shal Echod Min Achayim? Because suppose in the Masumatan, so he cannot defend it. So if in the original Masumatan the day before, on Sunday, so there was a vote of 36 against 35, so it cannot be the second Master Martin, the next morning, there cannot be any difference. There cannot be, you know, a 37 against 34. It cannot, because in the Master Martin, the second day, he cannot defend. So the Mele, on a practical level, the important thing is the only way that they should come to a decision is by the Mizakim influencing, convincing, the Mechayvim that they are right. Why does Rashi have to say, Mishum Mishneh Aleh? So it's Mashma that Rashi Shikhen that's a bit finished. From that of the shaming, it's much, but not like fashion. It's not a question of using a nice expression. I mean, in other words, not to use an expression that implies, you know, a thing of the person. Well, there's a deal. So what's wrong with using that expression? So, but because on a practical level, the only way to come to a conclusion is by originally, in the Masalmati, the Mizakim convincing the Mechayim that they are some of the Mechayim, that they are. Because it could be any other way. Because if they were not convinced, the Mechayim, how could the Mizakim change their opinion? Madin, they can change their opinion, but first you have to have a decision in the second Masalmati the next day. So why does Rashi say, because of Milzem Aryeh, so it appears from this Rashi, and it's a very big finish, that this is a sakosu, that Mifoshes requires a margin of two, a Hubli Nikah is a requirement only in the Gmavim. But in the Masumatan, any of, even if it doesn't have a margin,